with you, visiting now with Jeff Starkey, head coach for the ACCHS boys, who remain undefeated with just four games left here in the regular season. Coach, road win at Valley Falls, 50-42, and then you beat Jackson Heights last night at home, 64-45. I wanted to ask you about close games. We've touched on it a few times, but the eight-point win against Valley Falls, you won a couple by eight, a couple by five, a three-point win. What do you feel, besides just leadership and experience, I guess, that gives your team an edge and what they've been able to do to find ways to win the few close games they've had this year?
I think we have been able to, find some momentum late in games that have allowed us to turn it up. Like last Tuesday against Valley Falls, we were down five at halftime, and I think we made a run there to start the second half, and we're able to pull away.
One other question, I don't know if I've asked you about much this year, but I can imagine the different array of defenses that you've seen. I mean, the way your team can score, and I'm sure with a couple main scores, you've seen some triangle and two and box and one, a little bit of everything. How good has that been, I guess, to prepare you for sub-state and potential state games, and how well has your team adjusted to some of the different defenses you've seen?
I think we have a pretty good understanding of what we want to do offensively and have adjusted our strategies to whatever the defense does to us. I think, we've experienced basically everything this year, so we'll be ready for whatever we see in postseason.
You held your last two opponents 45 or under, and geez, you have to look back a long time. I think you've only had one or two games maybe all season that you've allowed somebody to hit the 50-point mark. Are you happy with where your defense is at, and what is it that they're doing so well to give you a chance to win every game?
Well, defensively, we play well in stretches, and we play poorly in stretches. Last night, as an example, I didn't think we played real well defensively in the first half, but in the second half, I think we outscored them 24-4 in the third quarter. So, I'm excited with what I see during stretches, but at the same time, we have to find a way to be more consistent.
You got just four games left, as mentioned, two home, two away. You host Troy on Friday night, and McLeod, Pleasant Ridge, and KC Christian, your final game. Some different competitions, some teams that have been up and down. But as you look at these final four, what are you talking to your kids about? And obviously an undefeated regular season, another undefeated league title. But what stands out? What do you tell your kids here as you get a little bit closer to the goal, the light at the end of the tunnel?
Really, as a team, we just kind of try to stay one game ahead of ourselves, looking at that next contest. But the thing I'm excited about, these last four games is that, we're going to see some different styles. Pleasant Ridge is going to play differently than Kansas City Christian is. It's just going to play differently than McLeod and even Troy. So we're going to see four distinctly different teams, and hopefully they'll give us a chance to prepare to playing against different teams in the postseason.
Finally, Coach, do you feel like that when your team plays their best basketball that they're as good as any 3A boys team in the state? I know the rankings have been there all season, but it's probably not something you talk about with the team, but is this a caliber of team based on just what you've seen in the past and what else is out there that you feel like is as good as anybody in their class?
Yeah, and I think it's going to come down to matchups. There are certain kinds of teams that we match up really well that we can give problems to, and there are other kind of teams that can probably give problems to us. So, once the postseason rolls around, it's going to be about who has the best matchup.
It's going to be a lot of fun, too, Coach. Best of luck against Troy and at McLeod next Tuesday. We'll chat again next week.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Jeff Starkey, head coach of the ACCHS Tiger Boys, on the Locker Room Chat each week, brought to you by L&L Construction.